It's trying the parasha of Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov ve'eretz megurei Yoviv ve'eretz Kanoan. Yaakov dwelled in the eretz megurei Yoviv ve'eretz Kanoan. And then it continues with the tovus of Yaakov. Truth is, Rashi points out that these two statements of Yeshivas Yaakov, where he stayed, and after his Tolodos, is really continuation of the previous parasha. I don't know if you remember, but the previous parasha said the same thing, the Tolodos of Esav, and also where he was in Siyashiv. So, the Tolodos of Esav we know, and where was Siyashiv, again, so it says in the pasuk over there that Vayikach Esav is Noshav is Bonav, and all the Mikne and all the Kinyonim that they got in Eretz Kanoan, they left the land because of Yaakov Avinu, because there was not enough room in the land for the cattle of both of them, and they went to Haseyah who had them. Yeah, that's where he went. So basically, the Torah is contrasting the yeshiva of Esav that he bet him left the Eretz Megurei of his Eretz Kanoan, and in respect to Esav, that Esav, once again, Esav is the one who left, and now Yaakov is the one who remained in the Eretz Megurei of his, the places where his forefathers, his father and forefathers, So, Rashi, the famous Rashi, says that the Torah in the previous parsha spoke about the yeshiva of, yeshiva means the dwelling of Esav and his tzolodos, the Ktzorah. Did it very quickly, went through all of those things of Esav. And now, it's starting with this week's parsha, with the yeshiva and the tzolodos of Yaakov Avinu, and that's Arichas Gedoyla. And it says, he brings to each other. He brings one marshal of a person who had a diamond, a precious stone, and it fell into choyu. It fell into sand. And he was looking for it. The way he did it is he took the sifter, he went through all the sand, and was just sifting sand until he finally got his precious stone. When he got the precious stone, he got rid of all the stones, the sand, and just took the margulis. There was something that something very precious that could covered up by sand, and he had to get past all that sand in order to get to the precious stone. The second marshal is a marshal of a person who has a lot of flax, and he said his camels were full of a big load of flax, and they had to go to a certain area which was too narrow for them to go through the flax, and they were wondering how is he going to get in, and somebody said, you know, all you need is one spark and that's going to burn up all the flax. So also over here, Yaakov was thinking, who could overpower all these alufim, all these generals, powerful people of Esav? And that it says, Eved Toda Yaakov Yosef. The Zer of Yosef says in the Novi Avadia, we read last week, Hoya Beis Yaakov, Eishav Beis Yosef, Vahova Beis Yosef, Lakash. One spark is going to come out of Yosef and it's going to destroy all of Esav. So basically, we're comparing Esav either to the choil, to the earth, and or to this marshal of the flax. Well, it's not even flax. It's just piston. Yeah, flax. Yeah. So the bottom line is like this. Esav externally looks extremely powerful. That we see. We see the world today is being guided by Esav. The Western world are all descendants of Esav. They build up such a externally beautiful world and powerful world, full of wisdom, full of technology, full of all kinds of things that seem to excite people to think that this is what humanity is all about. And it seems from the beginning it was like that. They were very powerful people. They were powerful warriors, and they had wealth and everything else that they needed. The starting point, the difference between them and us, is there was a Eretz Megudei Olziv. It's a place where the forefathers dwelt, and they set certain norms over there to continue the link and the line of the forefathers, the value of the forefathers. They had a lot of cattle also, but they wouldn't move anywhere for the wealth, because they knew that the important thing is to stay connected to as much as possible to the environment of the forefathers. That's Eretz Megudei Aviv. Whereas Esav, he's not connected to anybody or anything. The only thing that was important to him was his cattle and his wealth. And in Eilif, he felt that his wealth was better somewhere else. That was of prime importance. And he's willing to give up any connection to the previous generation's values and the environment that they created over so many years, hundreds of years, because the only thing that was important is wealth. Chazal telling us the benefit of focusing on the material wealth and building up the physical world, the world we're living in, is better compared to what we're saying now. Hashem put in this world a diamond, a precious stone. The precious stone of this world is the fact that in this world we can transform the world into eternity. We can use what we have in the fashion that everything in life brings us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Megudim, the living, the physical living, it sounds like a mundane thing. That too can be something that if we're Mekadosh, the physical way we live, then an Echanami, that is transforming the world of Olam Hazeh, a temporary world which has no intrinsic value, to a world of eternal, unlimited value. That's what we're saying. Life is all about that. There's these diamonds that Hashem planted in the physical world. Physical world is like earth, choil, sand on the beach. The whole physical world is just a bunch of sand. And Hashem put it here to cover up the diamond. And He wants us to search for that diamond in every situation, to search where can I find the diamond in this situation. I'm going to suffice just with external look of things and external view of life, which we had on the shore of the beach, all you see is sand. Or I'm going to see something that has true value. And you go to, you have these pictures of beautiful beaches and beautiful sand. It looks very pleasant. It looks calming and soothing. They're like the dream place of a person being on the beach, that beautiful white sand and a coconut palm to the side of him and a calm beach in front of him. That's like paradise. Shalom. The Chazal is saying it's all sand. And this is our goal in life, in every person's life. We have a choice of being confused and going after that, the world of sand, the world of Esav, the world that leaves Megudei Aviv. And both of them are all tzaddikim. Nobody's considering leaving things, but everybody in our level, that is what life is all about. To find the diamond, every situation in life. Even like I'm saying, a person is very firm, he's covating with Torah, he's learning. If he realizes it's a diamond, maybe we'll have to find some more time to work on his meters also. That's a diamond. These are all the diamonds. To consider it, chesed, all the 100 things that we have. We're all doing it, but if we look at it, this is a diamond. This is what the world is all about. And everything else, all the covers, do I get covered, do I not get covered, do I have power, do I not have power, that's all sand, it's nothing. And that's special message of Kamavan today on Chanukah. Chanukah was a time that's basically what Hashem wanted us to decide. Because today was the sand, the beautiful world, then it was Yochanan, another one of the Malchiyos, with their all that they have to offer, the beauty of the body, and the intellect, and philosophy, and architecture, and everything else. Or realize that that's all sand covering up the real diamond. That's what Klaus will realize. So we're willing to be Meis HaNefesh for that. Meis HaNefesh is a diamond. That's an old-fashioned building. The old-fashioned sacrifices. That's where it all is. That provides us all of that. And that's within our houses, like I mentioned the other week. When we're lighting the candle on the entrance of a home, we're saying, everything I'm doing inside my house, nobody's watching me. But am I going after the diamonds at home? Chas v'shalom not. If you go after the diamonds, then we have Ashros HaShchina. Ashros HaShchina is in every room in the house. It's in the living room. It's in the kitchen. It's in the bedroom. It's every place. If we look for those diamonds, we'll find them in Yetz Hashem. And we have to cherish them and have many, many healthy years in this world. And Olam Haba L'Netzach B'Tochen. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.